His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for increasing clouds today. Temperature in the mid-30s. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a news release from New York State Police on January 16th, New York State Police arrested David A. Trotta Jr., age 26, of Armenia, for murder in the second degree, a Class A felony, and criminal possession of a weapon in the fourth degree, a Class A misdemeanor. At about 11:50 in the morning, troopers were dispatched to South Armenia Road for a report of a stabbing by Dutchess County 911. On the scene, the suspect, David A. Trotta, was immediately taken into custody. Arriving emergency medical services rendered aid to the victim, Juan C. Cedillo, age 45, of Armenia. And despite life-saving measures, Mr. Cedillo was pronounced deceased at the scene. Trotta was arraigned before the town of Armenia court and remanded by the judge to the Dutchess County Jail without bail. He's next scheduled to appear in court on January 21st at 9:30 in the morning. The parent corporation of Sharon Hospital, New Vance Health, has filed a petition with the Connecticut Office for Health Strategy, OHS, to consolidate the current intensive care unit into a new medical surgical telementary progressive care unit, PCU, without requiring the filing of a certificate of need. Dr. David Kirsch, one of the physicians who currently admits patients to the hospital ICU, is against the shutdown of the ICU and substitution of a progressive care unit. If New Vance is permitted to close the Sharon Hospital ICU, according to the doctor, ICU nurses will not want to stay and work on a medical surgical floor. Instead, they'll leave and there'll be a shortage of nurses with skills and desire to care for those patients require special expertise. In fact, according to Kirsch, there is already a shortage of ICU nurses, which is a crisis of New Vance's own making. For about a year, New Vance administrators have discussed a plan to shut down the ICU, scaring several ICU nurses away. Save the Sharon Hospital, Inc., a community-based nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting and preserving the hospital for future generations as a full-service hospital, also opposes the change, as an ICU is not equivalent to a PCU. They've requested that the OHS deny New Vance's request to replace the ICU with a PCU without filing a certificate of need. The state of Connecticut is investigating possible remote school that would serve students in grade K through 12. A group of education stakeholders scheduled to review standards and guidance next week on how a statewide remote learning school would look if one were to be implemented. The Remote Learning Commission, under the guidance of the State Department of Education, has held four meetings since its creation this past September, reviewing the feasibility behind remote learning that would serve K through 12 students across the state's 205 public school districts. The 18-member commission arose from legislation last year requiring the State Department of Education create such a panel. A remote learning school would follow the same curriculum schedule as traditional in-person schools. The State Board of Education would have jurisdiction over it. Legislation passed last year banning remote learning this year outside of very limited circumstances. By the way, Florida, Virginia, and Massachusetts already have statewide remote learning schools, which the commission has reviewed since the fall. New York State COVID-19 cases are plummeting 39% downward. They reported fewer cases the week ending Sunday, adding 360,000 new cases, down about 39% from the previous week. New York ranked 15th among states where coronavirus was spreading the fastest on a per-person basis, according to the USA Network. Nationally, coronavirus has increased 5.8% from the week before. The turnaround comes after COVID-19 cases, fueled by the highly contagious Omicron virus, hit home for more than 1.8 million New Yorkers since December 1st. Out of Berkshire County, Massachusetts, animal shelters are benefiting from the Betty White Challenge. Two city-based animal shelters in Pittsfield are benefiting financially from the Betty White Challenge. Since Wednesday, the Eleanor Sonsney Animal Shelter on Crane Avenue has raised $550 through its website, and $250 more in checks have come in. Meanwhile, a member of the Berkshire Humane Society Board of Directors in South Egremont has raised $1,000 for the Barker Road facility through its Facebook page. Berkshire Humane Society Executive John Perot says Elling is one of several people he has heard that are conducting fundraisers on behalf of the shelter, but the shelter is not directly directly involved in the challenge, which took place virtually Monday, and asked for $5 donations to rescues and animal shelters in her name. Quote, "We appreciate people honoring Betty White. On Monday, we posted a tribute to her on our website for what would have been her 100th birthday," end quote. Meanwhile, across the border in New York, nearby Columbia Green Humane Society is being challenged by an anonymous donor to raise up to $5,000, and the philanthropist will match the amount dollar for dollar as an effort to honor White.
In Hillsdale, New York, students will deliver science presentations. Imig Drake and Ellie Yang, students in the Taconic Hills Science Research Program, will share the culmination of 3 years of intensive research work, 6 p.m. on Friday, January 21st, at the Roelof Janssen Community Library. Drake, who's been working on psychology, professor from the University of California, will be presenting her findings about the impact of traumatic brain injury on the development of anxiety. Yang, who's been working with Claudia Yanab Obispo from the Hawthorne Valley Farmscape Ecology Program, will share her findings on the difference between duckweed grown in a laboratory setting and duckweed growing in the wild. Masks will be required. There is a possibility the program will be moved to Zoom. Check with the Rojan Library and Taconic Hills School websites and social media for any updates. More information at rojanlibrary.org.
So meetings coming up in our area this week. Sharon Housing Conservation Commission at 6:30, and then the American Rescue Plan Act meets January 24th at 4:30. In Salisbury, Salisbury Economic Development Commission has a meeting at 5:30. And on Friday the 21st, Salisbury Affordable Housing Committee has a meeting. Town of Sheffield Select Board has at 7 p.m. a virtual meeting to participate. You can join the Zoom meeting. That information is available on their website. In Kent, and the Board of Finance Tuesday has their meeting at 6 p.m. Town of Northeast Zoning Appeals has their meeting in the annex of the library in Northeast Millerton Library, 20 Century Boulevard in Millerton, New York, on Thursday. Hearing will be held on the application of Jackson Wanders and Nera Cruz, owners of a tax parcel, for an area variance in order to erect a fence on a side property line. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, a terrific menu featuring tapas items, specials every day. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram as well. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 35,368.47, the NASDAQ at 14,506.90, and the S&P 500 at 4,577.11. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.